Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for August 7th, 2019. I'm Justin Kaufman. If you don't know what this podcast is, you have to by now, right? I feel like people stumbling upon this. It's sort of like they're doing like a potpourri. And they hit the random button. Is there still a random button on the Netscape? You just hit the random, see what pops up. Is this popping up? You're like, what is this? I read the description before I listened, and I understood it to be a podcast that makes fun of local news. But now I'm listening, I forgot, and I need to remember. What is it? That's what it is. Man, Pete and I are all over the city in the last couple days, getting some good stories together for our radio program, Extension 720, which can be heard 7 to 10 p.m. on WGN Radio in Chicago. Yeah, but today I felt like I was a little bit like, what's his name from Goodfellas, the Ray Liotta character, when he's running around with the sauce and the guns and the whole bit. But it was all on foot. You know, like I got back here and I had to go and I had to drop the car off and then go meet my wife and then come back. Then I was doing another thing and then went over to a doctor's appointment and ran back and I had to stir the sauce. That's crazy. I had so much sweat on me today. It's a beautiful day, but so much sweat. I still look good, though. No big deal. Yeah, I do have a huge coffee stain in the middle of my shirt. Nobody's pointed it out. I continue to do that thing where I point it out before someone can point it out. I did that like three times. Say, oh, I'm sorry, I spilled coffee on my shirt. They're like, I ain't staring at your shirt. Could care less. All right, let's get the headlines. All right. Everybody's up in Ivanka Trump's grill because she tweeted about Chicago violence. Mayor Lightfoot filleted Ivanka, pointing out things that she got wrong in the two-sentence tweet, which was a lot. She got a ton wrong in saying, well, we shouldn't forget about Chicago. Somewhere in there, she made six mistakes that Mayor Lightfoot just destroyed her on. I love it. You got to love it that Lightfoot told her off. The mayor is becoming one of the leading no-nonsense voices of the opposition. The national media loves her because, well, she's not running for president. But then today, Lightfoot did a half-assed PowerPoint on bail and that we need to keep every kid in jail that's caught carrying a gun. Again, I'm all for finding solutions to the violence. I think we talked about this even yesterday. But this seems like the lead-up to the war in Iraq. We got attacked. Let's attack something that didn't have anything to do with the attack because we've wanted to attack them for the longest time. And now we have a chance. Political cover. It really has nothing to do with bail. Listen, I get it. Gangbangers shouldn't have guns. And if they get caught with one, there should be severe punishment. But again, data doesn't show that by letting them out on a light bail, that they end up committing more crime. It's just not there. So why are the mayor and the police chief pushing against this and against the judges? I realize it's a complicated issue, but it seems like kids today are strapped because they can't afford not to. So is the goal to put severe consequences on those kids for carrying so they won't carry anymore, but then they're without protection when the bad guys with guns appear? It's almost like the NRA has come to defend the young black teenagers on the South Side, right? It's the same logic. That has been their mantra for years. We got to be strapped so when the bad guys come, we're ready. But instead, we have in the city of Chicago, they want to punish everybody who's strapped. Something tells me that the NRA is not going to come to the defense of the kid on the South Side of Chicago. But this is an interesting story that continues to develop, and I get it, it's complicated. I'm not trying to be all, you know, bleeding heart about it. But there is some logic to understanding why everybody wants a gun in their pocket. Not just because they think they're hard or they want to kill somebody. They might be a little bit for protection. So maybe, I don't know, make it safer so they don't have to worry about that. Something to think about. CBS2 is investigating. Old computers are causing big problems for Illinois state offices. It's better than paper, I guess. The state of Illinois and some Chicago offices are so behind the times all the times, right? It was just 5 years or so ago that the treasurer's office, Cook County Treasurer's Office, and the sheriff's office, they actually switched from paper to computers. Now you're saying they need better computers? What? Right? I just love it. They're like, this gateway doesn't work? We got you the gateway. What else do you want? It's got McAfee on it. You know that's a, we don't have money for it. Take it. It's an Apple. It's old, but it's an Apple. Take it. I love it. I don't know. Isn't it funny, though, if you think about it, that the local coffee shop on the corner has better technology than most departments at the state of Illinois in the Thompson Center? Think about when you go to get coffee now. You walk in, can I just get a large drip, room for cream? They have technology where they, like, flip that thing around on you, and they're like, you're the only one that can touch a screen. I mean, it's gone completely blitzo. And this concept that the state of Illinois can't figure that out. They can't figure out to put that little thing on your phone that you swipe the credit card on. Instead, they're like, I don't know. It's just not loading. It's buffering. It's It's ridiculous. Wow. Do we even have like a chief technological officer, a technology officer? We must, right? It'd be a good interview to talk to those guys about why we're so behind the times. It's just they don't have the money to just get Dell laptops. There. In more business news, Walgreens is going to close 200 U.S. stores starting this fall. Oh no, where will I get my film developed? Or get tube socks? Or elastic jeans in a box? Or wait in the longest line I've ever waited on because Leonard refuses to open up at the makeup counter? The best words ever spoken in PA form. No line, no waiting, a camera? We're not going to have that anymore. That's so sad. Rat complaints are on the rise. From January to July this year, the city had 22,000 rat complaints. How about that? That's almost 10% higher than last year and 2.5 times the complaints logged in New York City. Now, the question is, are New Yorkers just like, yeah, you're our neighbors now, so they don't complain about the rats? Could be it, right? I don't know if that's accurate. These people are like, it's a rat. Why am I going to call 311? It's a rat. I've seen probably 6 rats in the last 2 weeks, and not once did I go, you know, I need to call 311. This rat needs to be logged. So to be clear, we're still the rat capital of America. I just want to make that clear. Do we at least get a belt for that, like a championship belt? I just hope it's plastic, because if it's leather, it's going to get eaten by the rats. There's no doubt. In sports, it's getaway day for Chicago baseball. You know the old Dan Fogarty song, getaway day, and we're going to play during the day so we can fly to Cincinnati, check into the hotel, and get a steak. The White Sox are cramming in as many games as they can in Detroit. They destroyed the Tigers this afternoon to take 3 of 4. So you can add that up with the weekend series in Philly. The Sox are actually winning on the road. How about that? Trying to shake off the terrible start to the second half. This is great. After getting a good start from Dylan Cease yesterday, the Sox got an even better one today from Ivan Nova through 8 innings of shutout ball. Tim Anderson, 4 for 4. Now the Sox actually get a day off, and they'll welcome the A's to the G-Rate on Friday afternoon. Speaking of the A's, expect the likes of Matt Chapman and Mark Canna to be all over Michigan Avenue rooftop bars in the next 2 days. They play today, then they stay in Chicago for a free day tomorrow and back at it on the South Side on Friday. Think about where would the A's? Think of the A's are going to be everywhere. It'll be a nonstop, anonymous flow of mediocre white dudes who play on the A's. When you look at the A's lineup, you're like, I don't even know. Are these real names? Wow, they're really taking Billy Ball to a brand new level with this. But they'll be around. They'll be all shopping at Top Hat, standing in line at the Walgreens. The A's are in town. The Cubs bounced back today, got a blowout win after they got drubbed last night. Great start for Quintana. Last night, John Lester gave up 11 earned runs. He's consistent, as the media pointed out, that he usually throws one disastrous game in August. Seriously, look back at the last 3 or 4 years. There's one stinker right about this time every year. I wonder what that's about. Then he straightens it out and becomes an elite player, you know, through the playoffs. Or not. We'll see how that plays out. Anyway, the Cubs kept their winning ways at Wrigley. They took 2 of 3 from the A's. Now they head out to Cincy tomorrow. And the Cubs got some catching depth. They signed former Brewer Jonathan Lucroy. Or as Post Malone says, Lecroy. Mix a vodka with a Lecroy. Lucroy would be a great rap name. If he got really good, I think all rappers would want to rhyme Lucroy. There's a lot you can do there. That's my boy. I'm blocking the plate like my name was Jonathan Lucroy. Like you can do a ton of stuff. Anyway, Lucroy is now a Cub. The Blackhawks schedule. What's up with Victor Caratini? So they're just to give up on this dude? I know Contreras on the DL, but it just seems like they traded for Maldonado, got rid of Maldonado. Now they bring in Lucroy. They just don't have any faith whatsoever in Victor Caratini. Last night he had a tag. He would have been a great out, and he dropped. I think they spiked his glove off. Maybe that was enough for them to be like, "You're out, get out, Caratini." Yeah. Blackhawks schedule details are out, and they're going to play a league high 12 nationally televised games this season. Let me guess, nobody cares about the St. Louis Blues. They're 15 seconds of fame over. Back to recognizing that the NHL is a much better league when the Hawks are in the playoffs. When they aren't, even diehard fans are like, I wonder who's tearing it up in the WNBA. The Sky are, by the way. And the Bears are ready for their first preseason game tomorrow night at Soldier Field. The sports media keeps arguing about whether or not it's any sort of sign that Mitch Trubisky keeps throwing interceptions at camp. I guess he's thrown a lot compared to other key QBs like Tom Brady who don't. I don't know. We've been burned every which way when it comes to trying to predict how a player is going to do based on his camp performance. If camp performance was accurate, Devin Hester would be the best wide receiver in football history. And Jay Cutler would be honored at halftimes, every halftime throughout the season. Jay looks great. Have I heard every time? Remember that? Jay looks great. Yeah, he looks great. You know who's having a great camp? David Terrell. He's going to have a great year. David Terrell. He doesn't drop the ball. He just doesn't drop the ball. It's crazy. Camp, he hasn't dropped one. Again, don't play anybody in this game tomorrow or the next week or the next week. I just want to see a fully healthy team dismantle the Packers on Thursday Night Football. Then you can lose like five straight, right? I don't mind if you're 1-6. Just win the game against Green Bay and you'll have all the cushion you need. Matt Nagy, I don't care. You go 1-8. But if you don't, no more of this three quarters we're killing them and then the fourth quarter would let Aaron Rodgers come back. You do that again. Well, yeah. I mean, we'll still watch, but still. Don't do it. All right, that's Lower Wacker Live for August 7, 2019. Beats by Wes Restless. We'll be back tomorrow.